The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
Hillary wants to give amnesty. She wants to have open borders. The border secure, as you know, the Border Patrol agent, 16,500 plus ICE last week, endorsed me. First time they've ever endorsed a candidate. It means their job is tougher, but they know what's going on. They know it better than anybody. They want strong borders. They feel we have to have strong borders.
You're right. I don't want to rip families apart. I don't want to be sending parents away from children. I don't want to see the deportation force that Donald has talked about in action in our country.
Finally, last night, a presidential debate that hit on the issue of border security, immigration policy, national security as it relates to our immigration policy, and some pretty good exchanges. Joining us right now, Mark Krikorian, Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, I know you've been waiting for this topic to be raised. What did you think of last night's engagement?
Well, I mean, it wasn't really all that engaging. There's supposed to be a whole section. There's supposed to be six topics in an hour and a half debate. So you figure a good 15 minutes on immigration policy, and they each said a little bit about immigration, and then they started talking about Putin, or Hillary did, and Then that's what they got off on. So it was, you know, it was almost like a tease is what it was.
Yeah.
Unsatisfying tease.
Also a nice way to divert attention away from something that Hillary doesn't want to talk about.
Sure.
Here's how that came down, because many people didn't stay up and watch it or, you know, actually have a life. Chris Wallace asked Hillary Clinton point blank about one of the speeches that she gave for a couple $100,000. And in it, she said her dream is open borders. And here was her response.
Well, if you went on to read the rest of the sentence, I was talking about energy. You know, we trade more energy with our neighbors than we trade with the rest of the world combined. And I do want us to have an electric grid, an energy system that crosses borders. I think that would be a great benefit to us.
And then she went on to say, but about those WikiLeaks, this is all about Russia and Vladimir Putin, and then we were off and running. So what do you make of her response there? Or do you take issue with it? Or do you think that her record shows that she does, in fact, want open borders with relation to immigration?
Yeah, I mean, she was... You know, I mean, I hate to be this blunt about it, but she was just lying again. When you read the sentence, yes, she mentioned energy in the sentence, but she wasn't talking about that. That was just an extra thing in the sentence. She said her aspiration is to have open borders and, you know, open trade. She wants, you know, that's not what she's going to, as president, achieve, obviously. You don't get to there. You move in that direction. That's her aspiration. And look, this is something that Trump should have brought up in his comments about deportation, that, you know, there's a lot of bad folks that need to be deported. That's, of course, true. Hillary has said on TV during one of the primary debates, and she was pressed on it and she repeated it, that she would deport no one who was an illegal immigrant who hadn't managed to get himself convicted of a violent felony. So she sent out the word to alien smugglers around the world anyone they can get into the United States will be able to stay forever as long as they don't end up getting convicted of raping somebody or selling drugs.
Wow, that's incredible. One of the things that I noted before the debate began was some polling data which suggests that Hispanic voters are not at all really holding this immigration position against Donald Trump, that it's not really moving the needle in that regard when it comes to Hispanic voters.
Well, I mean, he's unpopular with Hispanic voters because, frankly, he's a horse's ass. I think I can say that on the radio, right? I mean, let's face it. But it's not policy specifics. In other words, somebody who was able to reach out to Hispanic voters and say, look, this isn't about you, you're bad or good or whatever. Yes, some of you people are rapists. Some everybody's rapists or not. I mean, there's good and there's bad in every population. The issue is this policy good for you and your children and, you know, and me and my children? Is it good for America? And that's a message that you can take to any group of people and will resonate with some significant number of them. So, I mean, Trump's problem, whether it's Hispanic voters or others, is not his immigration policy. That's what the open borders people are trying to spin now. His problem is him. And so if he loses next month, it's not because suburban women said, well, you know, I've weighed his immigration policy against Hillary's and I'm going to vote for hers. It's because, frankly, he's, you know, kind of obnoxious.
So it's not the policy, it's how he articulates it. Well, here's a little bit of how he articulated it last night.
You have thousands of mothers and fathers and relatives all over the country. They're coming in illegally. Drugs are pouring in through the border. We have no country if we have no border.
Does that message not resonate with undecided voters?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Clearly, it can. I think it does. I mean, it worked very well during the primaries. But you know, general election's a little different from primaries. You don't so much change your positions as kind of, you know, modulate the way you talk about things.
If
and
I
that's
may.
Not Mark, what he can do.
Yeah, Mark Kerkorian, I'm kind of reading between the lines here, and it's sounding like you're attempting to set up a narrative here, and I don't necessarily disagree with the narrative, that, listen, if Trump loses, that doesn't mean immigration is a loser, and we need to stick with this winning message of protecting our borders and enforcing our laws. Are you doing that because you're already hearing from establishment Republicans inside the Beltway that the Trump presidential election will be a litmus test on this issue?
Well, I'm not hearing that necessarily, but I'm expecting it, yes, because we saw that in 2012 where Romney talked about immigration. He didn't do it very well, quite frankly, but he did, you know, it did come up, and that was the Republican leadership response in their autopsy, so-called, of how the election went afterwards. The only policy thing that long document suggested was that they need to pass so-called comprehensive immigration reform. So the temptation of the Republican political class to give Hillary what she wants on immigration is going to be there. The question is, will it be strong enough to overcome their common sense that it would be politically destructive for them?
Gotcha.
All right. I have to leave it right there. Mark Kerkorian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.